USA Radio News.
A suspect was killed in a gunfire exchange with officers following an hours-long standoff in Cincinnati, Ohio. Officials said the standoff began after the suspect attempted to breach the Cincinnati FBI field office and then led officers on a pursuit.
A gunfire was exchanged between officers on scene and the suspect.
Authorities did not give any indication of a possible motive for the breach, but said the incident is still under investigation. A firefighter battling an Oregon blaze died after he was struck by a tree while he was fighting the Big Swamp Fire. The U.S. Forest Service has confirmed the fire, which broke out August 1st, is 0% contained. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is suing the Attorney General because he wants New York State to pay for his legal bills as he defends himself against a workplace sexual harassment claim. Cuomo filed the suit against Attorney General Letitia James, arguing that James violated state law by denying him public assistance for his defense. In April, right after James held a news conference where she called Cuomo a, quote, serial sexual harasser and, quote, sick, pathetic man, the suit says she denied the ex-governor's request for representation, which is in violation of laws providing protection for Cuomo when the allegations stem from a time when he, quote, was acting within the scope of his employment or duties. There has been no comment yet from the Attorney General's office. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A judge declared a mistrial after jurors said they couldn't reach a unanimous verdict in dispute over whether two engineering firms should bear some responsibility for Flint's lead-contaminated water. The two engineering firms were accused of not doing enough to get Flint to treat their highly corrosive water or to urge a return to a regional water supplier. Flint's water became contaminated in 2014 through 2015 because water pulled from the Flint River wasn't treated to reduce the corrosive effect of lead pipes. Citing costs, managers appointed by then-Governor Rick Snyder stopped using water from a Detroit agency and switched to the river while awaiting a new pipeline. The NBA, for the first time, will be retiring a jersey number.
The NBA is going to retire Celtics legend Bill Russell's number 6 league-wide. Russell passed away late last month at the age of 88. He becomes the first player in NBA history to have his number retired by the entire league. All players will also wear a patch on the right shoulder of their jerseys during the upcoming season. Every arena's court will also display a clover-shaped logo with the number 6 inside. Russell was a 5-time MVP and 11-time world champion. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.